The alligator's gonna be on the loose for about a half an hour.
Stupid kids. They fall for any old alligator tricks.
Walligators?
Yeah. I wouldn't be scared of Walligator.
No?
He just tried to fucking borrow money from me and shit.
What was all was with all the hobo cartoon characters, man, from Hannah?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't even afford paellas.
Paella?
My paella. A beep bop boop, a beep bop boop, beep bop boop, beep bop boop. I need some bacon, bacon, bacon. I mean, I don't need
bacon.
It, yeah. Bacon. I don't need it. I have some.
No one really needs bacon.
No.
Except for pigs, maybe.
Right.
Hey, everybody. It's the Spy vs. Pie podcast.
It's Thursday, the 6/21/2007. At least that's what we're pretending it is.
Yeah, you have no idea. No one has any idea of what we do.
No. Yeah, I guess I'm gonna tip my hand a little bit say that you know, everyone
close to the vest, just so you know.
Oh, good.
Any other cliches you're falling into right now?
Falling into. I like that. But I'm gonna tip it.
Okay.
I'm gonna tip my palm.
Are you gonna hang yourself by your own petard?
Yeah, hoist.
Hoist.
Foist by my own retard. No, but, yeah, I guess the other day when I was saying that, like, oh, fucking, we only got fucking 6 downloads on show 118, okay?
Yeah.
The big joke is, we record the show so far in advance, 118 hadn't even been posted yet.
Exactly.
So that's the joke, everyone. Mm-hmm. Don't be fooled, okay? I mean, continue being fooled.
Sure, it's fun.
It's fun to be fooled.
Put on a blindfold and pretend we're in the same room as you.
Hip to be square. That's right. Heck, put in earplugs and pretend it's a better show.
Well.
Yes?
Good morning.
To me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you too, Brian.
Hey, it's early.
Yeah.
Yep. Well. That's all I got.
See that Pooh Olympics logo that Jeff Bench just posted?
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Yeah, I like that.
Just posted in the future by 2 days, you mean?
Will post. Soon. Once everyone hears those jokes. Yeah, who knows? Who knows what we're doing, man? You can't pin us down.
I'm playing an old abandonware copy of Caveman Uglympics.
Are you really?
No.
Oh.
Remember that game?
I do remember that game.
It's an old computer game. They made it for NES too, but...
Yep, and I rented it.
Yeah, it wasn't really any good. Most games for NES weren't any good, despite what people will have you believe.
If they made it for anything else, it was the worst on the NES.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like Jeopardy for the NES? Come on.
Come on. You know what I really like was Remote Control. I played that not too long ago. I played a RAM of that.
Remote Control?
Yeah, the first MTV game show.
Oh.
Yeah, fuckface Colin Quinn's claim to stupid.
Right. I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
Keith Olbermann? I forget what the host name was.
Uber Mormon. He was the Uber Mormon.
Yep. Speaking of Mormons, going to a car show on Sunday.
Oh, do Mormons enjoy car shows?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Why totally. Is that?
I don't know, they just got, for some reason, they got the extra ching to invest in a motor vehicle.
Well, how about
you
that?
You know how they are. With their special underwears.
That's about all I know.
Yeah, that's about all I know, too. I had a Mormon roommate
for a
year.
Shame on us.
That's right. Have a Mormon roommate, shame on us. Be a Mormon roommate, shame on you.
Yeah. It's only fair.
Yep. But he was adopted and very, very hairy.
Adapted to what?
And had a... and had a... he had two almost identical guitar cases, except one of them had a rifle in it.
I was going to make that joke, but I was drinking coffee, so...
No, geez. No joke. It's just true. Yeah, he was a little...
Was he licensed for it?
Nervous. I don't think so. I don't know.
Was it loaded for bear?
I don't think for bear. Pandas, maybe.
Loaded for guy.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
No, wow. He just, yep.
Did he enjoy going to shooting ranges or hunting?
No, he never used it in the time that he lived with us. He just had it. I don't know. I think it was just a renter's insurance or something. I don't know. It was the...
Yeah?
Yeah. No, it was definitely... He was not someone I could confront about, like, gotta pay the gas bill. You know, it's just like, oh, he'll give us the money when he has it. We'll just... Let's just let sleeping dogs lie. Yep. His name was Kevin.
Oh, don't say his name on the podcast.
Now everyone knows his name is
no.
Kevin.
Oh, no. If someone Googles Kevin and Mormon...
Yep. What it's just kind of funny, though, like, to be adopted in Mormon. I guess it's like...
That is kind of weird, isn't it?
Yes, I suppose.
He wasn't... Was he Mormon from birth and then adopted by another Mormon family?
Boy, I don't know. Maybe he was Mormon from birth and then, like, he was adopted by, like, a regular family and then they were just like,
guys,
well, we should accommodate him. And...
Those guys like to have lots of kids even if it means adoption.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, they always have, like, 8 kids, and 3 of them don't look like theirs.
My brother, 3 of them look like the mailman.
Yeah, the mailman.
The, shit. Oy. My brother says that I guess that the Mormons there, in their infinite Mormania, they go through the phone book, I guess, and absentee baptize everyone in the phone book?
What?
Yeah.
That's not fair.
So they can go to heaven. I know.
So does that mean the...
There should be like a do-not-call list.
The phone book gets all wet and they can't use it anymore?
Right.
Imagine soaking a phone book.
Wow.
Jeez.
I have seen them out in the rain and they open up totally, you know, ribbon furl and make a big...
Do they sprout bugs?
I don't know. I suppose I could find out. Phone books. What an antiquated, wasted fucking paper.
I was just thinking that myself.
Jesus, fuck. There's like 50 of them sitting in the hallway at work, too. Like,
you know, it's weird, because this is what's weird to me. Okay, like, Yellow Pages, looking up business names and stuff, makes a certain amount of sense. Like, I need to order a pizza in a strange city. Where do I do that? Okay, let's find a number.
Right.
But, like, why do I need every asshole's phone number? Like, I'm not going to talk to most people.
Yeah.
And people that I am going to talk to will give me their phone number if they want me to call them.
And you're not going to fucking just like, oh, I'll circle their name in the fucking phone book.
Yeah.
Oh, like, I like this guy. And cross people out you don't know.
Yeah. I'm never calling that guy again. But, yeah, it's totally weird. I mean, is it mostly made for businesses to do cold calls? Is that why? Or because they...
It's mostly made for fucking hitting people with.
Oh, yes, that's right. Why don't they just deliver a bag of oranges to our door? That'd be useful. Then if I don't want to hit anybody, I can eat the oranges.
That's right.
Can't eat no phone book.
I remember when I heard the one-up from the sock full of
quarters. Printed the phone book on ham or something.
Yeah.
For sure.
The pages. Pillowcase full of doorknobs was the,
good Lord.
The next step up from the sock full of quarters. When I heard fucking pillowcase full of doorknobs, I was like, holy shit. Yeah. That would hurt.
It would.
All the little bits. Babs. Are the alligators still trying to get you, dude? My kids are being plagued by alligators today.
Yeah, it could be worse.
How?
Could be, the invisible killer. Or the silent killer.
Oh, yeah. What's the real loud killer?
Jeez,
that's what I
want to
know.
Guy with a knife?
Why are they specifying? Why don't they just say it's the killer? Because if there's not a real loud one, I don't know. You know, I was thinking about murder last night.
Uh-oh.
I'm not, like, with intent.
Okay, you finally got your schedule changed a bit, and you're happy, and things are going good, and you're like, yeah, I can finally get my mind off my job and get my mind back on murder.
Concentrate on all these murders I got to do.
Yes.
Yeah, no, everyone, I got a new schedule at work, I got Wednesdays off now.
That's very cool.
Not this week, I have tonight off.
It's, I mean, obviously, most people would probably take the, you know, 3-day weekend. which is what I
they
have.
They are suckers.
But 3-day weekend, but you know, wow. There are some times when I think, man, 2-day, day off, and then 2-day.
Yep.
That sounds pretty good.
Because, yeah, it would be like...
You get that little recharge in the middle of the week where you know, there's no hump day anymore. You just got, like, two fuck around
actually,
work weeks.
It is going to be hump day, finally, for me, because it's, yeah, no, I'm serious. Oh. Look out, world. Mostly
there's
other.
There's a third Redmond baby coming.
No. I really got to go get that snip, man. I really... Our
I'll do it
insurance
for you.
Is going to... I got to get it by the end of July, so...
Let me do it. Give it here.
What? I would... Okay. I mean, it's not like
let
it's
me just
that
brush my teeth first.
Whoa.
What?
No, I'm not, you know. I'm not so much worried about,
You're not being a puss about it?
No, I'm not like, oh, ooh, they're gonna...
You're being a dick about it?
They're not gonna... I can't believe they're gonna, you know, rupture the sanctity of my sack meats, you know? It's not exactly. Like that. There's it's more just like, shit, my fucking pubes are gonna be growing back in the middle of summer.
That's true. You got sack titties?
Yes. Shit, what was I gonna say? Murders.
Yeah.
So, you, porch, or something. Okay? We don't need all of them sounds out of you on the thing.
Train that baby for murders.
Yeah. So I was thinking,
2006.
Like, if you, whoa. Yeah. Yes, I like that. That's very good.
I know you like it.
Mm.
All right. Murders.
So, yeah. So, if I was gonna murder a guy.
Uh-huh.
At his house,
yeah,
you know, and like you know, there's always you know the forensic dudes like, oh, we found a fingerprint. We're gonna figure out if this is a dude. Oh, there's a hair, the DNA, something, all that whatnot.
Yeah,
bring hair, collect a bunch of garbage from the fucking stay at a hotel. You know, and, sprinkle some nail clippings around. You know, get a bunch of.
But if yours happens to be in there, you'll be one of 20 samples of hair, and they'll still find you.
Oh, that's fine. Just be
buys
like.
You some time, though, I guess.
Oh, totally. All you have to do, okay, is just flood the scene with so much evidence that, like bring a spiral phone cord, but soak it in vinegar first and leave that shit there. That's gonna take them 2 days to fucking figure out. You know, if you just pollute the scene with so much extra evidence that, like. Whatever investigating dude's going to be, oh, I'm not touching that one. Give that to the fucking rookie, because that's just too much fucking paperwork. You know? You just got to make it really hard for people to, you know, parse.
Really?
That's what I think, man. People are lazy. They're not going to want to solve that shit. Ugh.
Dude,
fingernails.
Here's a good one.
Yeah?
Out of all the implements in the board game Clue...
Yes.
Which one would you most like to be killed by?
Killed by or kill with?
It doesn't really matter, I guess. Yeah. But killed by the candlestick. By a mustard. What would you rather be killed by, a mustard or a plum?
Ooh. I probably could kill myself with mustard. The way I consumes the stuff.
Hot mustard. Right on the
oh feet. Man, the emerald horseradish mustard is fucking great.
Yeah, stick that in your butt.
Kicked up horseradish.
Yeah,
but I think the bottle design should be like, you know.
His hand?
No.
His eyebrow?
No.
The butthole?
It should be coming out of him.
Oh. Yeah. Like out of his mouth, or?
Maybe.
His essence, you mean?
Yeah, his essence.
Essence of...
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
I
so
would
you,
say...
You got the revolver, you
okay.
got the rope, you got the lead pipe, you got the candlestick, and you got the wrench. Is that it? Just the five?
Definitely not the blunt fire.
Okay, because I'm thinking the candlestick, you kind of think, like, that wouldn't be bad being hit with a candlestick, but being hit with it until you die is the thing, you know? But yeah, any of those blunt implements, like, okay, a big monkey wrench or a lead pipe, like, fuck, that's not a good way to be killed.
What did you say, Spencer?
That transformer back into a robot.
I think it's a robot right now, isn't it?
Yep. He wants to turn it into a robot that doesn't transform anymore.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Turn it from a, turn this transformer just into a robot.
Glue.
Yep.
Would you like to be
permanently posed?
Yeah. I would, yeah, candlestick, I don't know
hanged?
How many it would take for me to get, not, no, not hanged, no,
Hanged would be bad, obviously,
yeah.
Being, you know, smacked with a lead pipe, fuck, no
I'd
way.
Have to, I would hope that the I
revolver?
Got knocked out on the first one.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, and that's why the candlestick is definitely no good, because...
Yeah, I can withstand any candlestick.
Well, it's a candlestick holder, I guess, because
oh,
it's
right.
just a chunk of wax, it might take a while, you just
yeah.
shove it into your... I don't know, they make you choke on it or something? I don't
right.
know. I'm going to have to say the revolver, just being shot, and hopefully
yeah.
they just shoot you in the head, and that's the end of it.
Right, or wherever.
Well, not in the stomach.
Oh, yeah.
No, you want to be shot in the head, because that's hopefully going to do the trick.
I would say in the aortic pulmonarium. You know what I mean?
The aortic tansarian?
I gotta say that I think of all the ways I would like to go, moderately painless bleeding to death would be kind of fun.
Because you just sort of black out? Kinda,
yeah,
kinda
I'd be into that.
Loopy and then...
Yeah, definitely not. Nothing with the... I mean, like, you know, there's the two kinds of hang. There's like, you know, you it's the asphyxiating...
Snap the neck.
Or snap the neck, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not down with either of those. You're drowning. My God, no way.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
this movie called
no.
Zentropa that's got this long, like, 10-minute drowning sequence at the end. This guy getting submerged in a train just fucks
my mind
up. You
know that it would probably
up.
Take long, like, less time than 10 minutes for someone to drown?
Oh, it's in slow motion, too, though.
Oh, so you'd yeah. play it at 1.5 speed, and it's about
right. Yeah, exactly. And then it's like, oh, what a relief. Oh, that's a, okay, that's a fine death. No, but Funch, man, I definitely think that, like, the slow bleed, I'd be down with that. Because then you'd have time to have your shit flash before your eyes and everything and make your peace with nothing, you know? Like,
I guess so.
You know, you can finally have that deathbed face-off with the big J in the nowhere, you know?
And like, hopefully, yeah, hopefully there is someone nearby that you can start telling a story to, and you can time the end of the story.
Oh, yeah.
And be like, and it
That'd
was
be great.
Always you. And then you die. And
yeah,
then
totally.
Just for a dramatic effect, right?
Yeah. You could be like, I'm sorry, but the princess is in another castle.
No! You fucker!
This is not junk. This is a bill. That's a bill from Target.
It's your junk bill?
Right. Pretty much.
Was that Ironhide that he was playing with?
Yeah.
I saw that new Ironhide toy. It looks pretty cool.
The new Big Boy Ironhide is fucking sweet.
What's Big Boy mean? Oh, is it from the movie? No, just the bigger one with more articulation.
Yeah, there's four stages stuff. Of Transformables.
Cool.
There's Duplo.
Yeah.
Regula.
Yeah.
Technicus.
Uh-huh.
And Obsessive Compulsive.
And
Life Size.
And Robot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I keep asking, when does that Transformers movie come out?
Ooh, I don't know.
I'll look it up, because we got a...
After the Simpsons movie?
Fuck, man. That's good. That's interesting.
That's coming up. July is
that's
right
weird.
Around
there
the
hasn't been,
corner,
like,
right?
a lot of hype about it, really. Well, to me, anyway, as a guy
no,
who's
I don't...
not all about Simpsons, anyway.
Right.
But...
No, I don't think I've seen... I mean, I've seen two trailers, but not a lot of...
Do the trailers show you anything?
Yeah.
Oh, they do, huh?
Yeah, a couple of shits. Pretty funny shits.
Okay. Transformers, July 3rd. Okay.
Yeah, that's before the Simpsons.
When is, let's see... Simpsons movie 2007 comes out in July 27th.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's good because I'll be watching the Transformers movie for two solid weeks.
Yeah, I don't want them to have to fight.
Yeah,
that would suck.
That was probably planned because they know their audiences cross over.
Yeah.
By red bearded fat dudes in sweatsuits.
Dude, they cross over fucking. We walk from one to the other, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm going to go to the bathroom over here by Theater 88.
That's right.
Yep.
They want to make sure you don't get any of that.
Yeah.
But I am looking forward to the Transformers movie. I'm less looking forward to the Simpsons movie, but I'm sure it will be a funny movie to go and see.
I am a complete dynamic polar erotic opposite.
You don't want to see the Transformers movie?
No, I'm just less enthused about the...
Well, I'm not, like, super stoked for Transformers, I don't think, but I think I'm interested in seeing transforming robots in a movie.
Right.
No, what robot movies do we get? We get friggin'...
No, I know.
Will Smith and a Apple robot. We get...
Oh, yeah.
Robin Williams as an old robot.
What?
And...
Wait, what?
What?
Robin Williams is an old robot?
Wasn't he a robot in...
Night at the Museum?
Bicentennial Man or something?
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
It's like, well, look, we have a sophisticated robot, but we're putting a human face on it so you can't tell.
Okay, hey, guess what? It's fucking Robin Williams. Ha ha.
Yeah.
Take that.
Yeah, look at all the detail we did in the fake hair. Isn't that amazing?
Yep.
I guess so. You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see those Final Fantasy animator guys do a Robin Williams movie.
Yeah.
Every, like, single hair would be moving on his body.
I wouldn't want to watch that shit.
But, no, like, what badass robot movie has there been lately?
Since, Terminator? Nothing.
Terminator? What?
Yeah,
Terminator.
Terminator.
But that's another thing where it's like, they're pretty stingy with the robot, you know?
Yeah.
They disguise it as a guy, and then there's a few scenes where it's like, oh, it's a robot, oh my god! And that's it, you know?
Yeah.
But I want to see robots, and I want to see them transform into shit. That's cool.
Yeah.
And that's why they gotta make a Robotech movie.
Give it to Bo.
Robotech would make a great movie, don't you think?
Why is that full of chalk?
I do think so. I love them things, what are they called?
Chalk on the porch. Chalk on the porch. Chalk on the porch. Take that bucket on the porch. Chalk on the porch, not chalk on the couch. Chalk on the porch. Okay. On the porch!
Yeah.
Take that, Dr. Spock. Fuck. Yeah, that guy should write a new book.
Really?
Rearing Kids in the Millennium Woe, hey? You know? Because it's all different now, man.
Yeah, he was all like, dude, just give them some LSD.
Just keep them out of the well. Oh. Just, you know, make sure they don't fall in a well. And now there's like...
Be sure to always leave your pack of sled dogs with them when you go to the store. That will protect them.
That's right. How are you going to get to the store without your sled dogs?
Maybe there's a different edition for the United States, but ours always says to leave the sled dogs with the kid.
Did you ever have sled dogs growing up?
Sure.
Yeah?
No.
Oh. Sleigh dogs?
Actually, it's the politically correct term is sleigh dogs.
I would call them sleigh nines. That's what I would... Man, I should have been one of them.
That sounds like they're going to murder people.
Yeah. And you know how they would do it? Take all these fingernail clippings and such?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, like old magazine subscription cards half filled out. You know what I'm saying? Like a box of honeycomb just all over the place. You know?
Yeah.
I'd just cover it in just garbage. Just not your garbage. Just your next door neighbor's garbage is in every direction.
Well, wouldn't you just rather kill somebody at the dump?
I guess.
Bring them out to the dump and kill them there.
But see, if I was going to do it, I would much rather, like... I don't know. I would like that feeling of, like, teasing the cops. You know?
Really?
I wouldn't want to just, like, oh, so-and-so disappeared. You know? Mm. I would want it to be, like, a high-profile thing so I could save
you
my
You want a guy in a tie. Basically, here's what you want.
Yeah.
You want... An old guy in a tie talking to a young guy in a tie and go, this guy's a sicko.
Yes,
this guy's one sick fuck.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, that's what I want. Absolutely.
And then the young guy in the tie goes, what are we going to do?
Yep.
How, this is impossible. There's no way. There's no possible way we're going to do this.
Yeah.
And then the old guy goes, I ain't going to sleep till we catch this sick fuck.
Yeah, totally.
And then, yeah, that's pumping you up, man.
Yep. I would love that.
And you're hiding in the vent going, hee.
Yeah. Exactly. I would want to be, like, in plain sight. Like, if I was going to kill someone, I would want them to live right next to me. I would want to be able to, like, watch the investigation and snicker and stuff. And then they could be like, what are you laughing about, dick face? And be like, oh, I was just thinking of this joke I heard. And just, I was just listening to the podcast and, you know.
Yes.
Yep. But by the way, don't listen to number 123.
Yeah. That's the hidden episode that only subscribers get to hear.
Yeah.
And then we control subscriptions, and if one of them turns out to be a cop, we're like, no, you're rejected. You cannot subscribe to this.
Huh.
Yep.
I think we could go ahead and ban law enforcement officials from listening to this show altogether right now.
Yep. Just block any IP address that comes from .gov.bc.ca.
Okay. That won't help me much.
Yeah, I just want to make sure I'm protected.
Because we got .cop, .fuzz. Huh? I'm looking at you. You look a little chalky. We are. Okay.
You all look pretty chalky to me.
Really?
Uh-huh.
James?
What's going on? Oh, jeez.
Chocula? Oh, yeah.
Heart, heart, heart.
Chicken brain. What was it? Oh, yeah, liver pebbles.
Chicken milk?
Sarah was saying something about meat cereal.
Chicken bran.
Yep. You've been...
What?
Okay, here you go.
What if they just made a cereal that was like dog food? So it was meat flavored or whatever, but probably had no real meat in it?
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you had chunks of meat, it would not... You wouldn't be able to eat it as cereal. It would just be stew or something, right?
Right.
So you want little nugs of meat flavor, but you want them to be, like, you know, small, rounded, and powdery and crunchy or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what's the deal? Why not?
Why
not bacon and egg cereal?
Wow.
Why not? Why not just make that?
What is the holdup?
I guess it would be like potato chips or something like that. It would be that kind of flavoring or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, make them put the bran in them and make them somewhat healthy. I mean, as healthy as Fruit Loops are, which is, you know.
Sure.
Make the meat equivalent of that. And because it's not like, you know, they're going to say like, oh, well, that's going to make your breath bad and no one wants to eat it. It's just cereal, you know. You're going to brush your teeth after. Fuck it. Make it out of meat. Who cares?
Man.
It's not like the idea for savory gum.
It's similar. If all my food could be transformed to savory and bitter, I would take it.
What about sour? Do you like sour? Vinegar flavor? Come on, that's pretty good.
Is that sour?
That's sour, isn't it?
Vinegar. I thought vinegar was bitter.
Not really bitter, though.
I guess not.
Bitter is like dark chocolate, you know?
Yeah, when I think of vinegar, though, I think of salty because of the association,
but
I guess.
The salt, yeah. But just so you, all you want to do is rule out sweet.
I guess.
Tangy.
Tang.
I could do without tang.
I guess.
Isn't tang the same as sour, in a way?
No, tangy was a hint in a crossword puzzle I was doing, and it.
Tangy, Jessica Tangy.
And what?
What?
Jessica Lang? Tandy? Who are you saying?
Yeah. Tandy.
Okay.
Tandy 1000.
Who's that? Jessica Tandy. I forget.
She was the old
one. Murders, did she?
No. That was
B. Arthur?
Jessica Lansbury.
Oh, yeah. Right.
B. Arthur 2 on the rocks.
Whoa, what happened to your toe? You should put that back on. Screw that toe back on, baby.
No!
Okay. So Jessica Tandy and some gravy-flavored potato chips walk into a bar with my wife.
With Bob Peters.
Whoa, whoa.
Huh?
Whoa.
What?
Huh?
Uh-oh.
What?
Well, sorry.
The time already?
Blew the load already.
Did you say penis?
Or is that a...
Bye.
Yeah, no, that was the end because we were coming up on half hour.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yep, yeah, so.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
That was fast. Yeah. A good one, man.
It's not bad.
Surprised one, though.
Felt like it took a little while to get going.
I don't know, we jumped right into murder.
That's true, we did.
No, I think it was a good home cooker. I just said, man, it fucking went by pretty fucking quick. Motherfucking shit. So lazy. Too lazy to cook bacon.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
It's the American way,
takes,
dude.
It takes care of itself.
Yeah. Do you like... are we recording this? Do you like...
do you want me to record this?
No, you don't have to. Do you like microwave bacon?
I've only really had it once.
Really?
And it was serviceable.
It works for me, man. The two paper towels underneath, one on top.
Isn't it like 3 seconds and it's done?
No, 4 slices takes about 3 minutes.
Oh. I had kind that was like a 20, it was pre-cooked or something, and it was like...
Oh, yeah, there's that stuff, yeah. It's just
that
like,
stuff that takes like 5 seconds and
oh, dude, and it's done. Just like, well, why should I even put this in the microwave?
No, to warm it up.
Pre-cooked.
Most of the time when you cook bacon, you're not eating it hot anyways, because you don't time it the same time you time the egg and the bacon, or in the toast.
Oh, I do. I've got that shit down to a science.
No, well, sometimes you're cooking for lots of people. And...
No.
All right. But there's times when your bacon is cold anyway, so it's not really imperative that it's hot. It's not like bacon is any worse when it's just warm.
I don't think, if I bought that pre-cooked bacon, I don't think there's any way it would ever even make it home to get heated
cooking
up.
It in your tummy.
Dude, totally. I get into the car and I just turn the heat up a little and put it on the vent and then...
You just drink some hot coffee, get your mouth primed.
Yeah, just warm my mouth instead of the bacon. Yep. Maybe I'd suck on an ice cube so the bacon was hot by comparison. What am I watching? Wow. Totally. It's like when you clap your hands, a cloud comes out. You chalk mangler.